Hey, before your Q3 call, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Great. Did you include the differentiation angle the CMO asked for?
Already in there. Three angles no competitor's using right now. Just need your approval.
Approved. Thanks. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at monday.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, check it out. I want to show you all the moment that Ukraine launched an unprecedented and surgically precise drone attack against Russia, because due to the capabilities of these new drones, they were able to film it all. From the moment that the 117 drones launch from the back of covert trucks to the moment they fly thousands of kilometers, some all the way into Siberia, to hit Russian air bases from the inside. And again, Ukrainian drones filmed the entire thing and ended up dismantling 40 Russian bombers. Shout out to Preston Stewart for the breakdown. I'll link his channel in the description below. Let's watch part one and stick around until the end.
So what you're seeing here is supposedly Ukrainian drones being launched out the back of a truck near one of these airfields that was just hit inside of Russia. This is supposedly part of Operation Spiderweb. Ukrainian sources are saying this was a year and a half in the planning, and it sounds like what they did, we got some pictures and videos to back this up at this point, is they smuggled in drones, put them in these containers with a false roof in the back of some cargo trucks, had those trucks parked somewhere near Russian military facilities, and then remotely operated the drones launching out the back. That's what you see in the video here. And it looks like there's some rumors that these may have been fiber optic drones, which isn't all that shocking, given you would expect some sort of electronic warfare jamming directly over the airfields. Ukraine came out and say, hey, just so you know, Russia, everybody involved in this is back in Ukraine right now. So if you start arresting people and rounding people up, just know, and this is a message to the Russian citizens, he's just laying the blame wherever he can. But nonetheless, according to Ukrainian sources right now, and Russia has not confirmed this, but we got a lot of footage showing a lot of destruction, Ukraine says 41 strategic Russian aircraft were hit during the course of this operation. So when you're talking about, at this point, zero Ukrainian losses, right? Very inexpensive FPV-style drones smuggled into Russia, taking out strategic aircraft, 40 maybe at a time. Cut that in half, call it 20. And this is, again, up there with one of the most daring and most successful military operations in recent history.
And think about it. It came at no cost to Ukraine life-wise. I mean, Ukraine has been losing life for the past 3 years, and they didn't have to lose a single life for this. So the covert mission, again, named Spiderweb, wasn't even told to the Trump administration. Ukraine launched these massive strikes, and Ukraine did not notify the Trump admin of the attack in advance, a Ukrainian official said. A U.S. official also told reporters the Trump admin was not made aware of the attack. And remember, the Trump admin, since taking office, has withdrawn support. And remember, the Trump administration, since taking office, has withdrawn weapons and intelligence and support and allowed Vladimir Putin to take more territory. This is not my opinion. These are the facts on the ground. This is why Ukraine is having to strike back. And there's a part two, but a lot of people will say in the comments, why are you justifying Ukraine striking Russia, but you hate when Russia strikes Ukraine? It's because there's something called international law and standards and retaliatory attacks. International law says you can target military bases while minimizing civilian casualties. Russia makes an intentional attempt to maximize civilian casualties. They kidnap tens of thousands of children to brainwash them and strip away the Ukrainian identity and try to turn them into like Russian nationalists. They commit genuine genocide and ethnic cleansing against the Ukrainian citizens. And they do this through striking buildings and civilian areas. When Ukraine does an attack against Russia, they have to plan it for a year and a half, and it is surgically precise. Like, watch this clip.
All right, here's some more footage from Operation Spiderweb, the Ukrainian drone attack against Russian strategic airfields earlier today. Four airfields pretty far into and in the eastern portion of Russia. One of them, the Belaya airfield, 4,500 kilometers away from Ukrainian territory. So this was not, we have another video talking about how they smuggled these drones in and carried out strikes, but this was not a long-range munition. Nothing Western provided fired from Ukraine. But nonetheless, what we have at this point is four different airfields were successfully hit. Ukraine says as many as 41 Russian aircraft were damaged and or destroyed. There were rumors circulating that a Russian submarine base was hit as well. There doesn't appear to be any confirmation of that. Even sources inside of Russia that are complaining about these airfields are saying, wait a minute, we have people in that town and they're saying nothing went boom, there's no smoke. So for now, focus on the airfields. It sounds like the focus of this attack was on Russian Tu-95 bombers. They're strategic bombers. They're Tu-22 bombers, IL-76 strategic airlift, and then A-50, their AWACS or early warning aircraft. So the Russians not super happy about this right now, but we are starting to get more and more footage showing the effectiveness of these strikes.
Absolutely amazing. We have one more part right here.
Pro-Russian crowd is having a hard time today. Was this Ukrainian attack against their airfields like significant and warrants a nuclear response, or it's not that big of a deal at all? What are you guys all worked up about? Who needs that many strategic bombers? So a couple different quotes to run through here. First off, the Russian Ministry of Defense broke their silence and actually commented on this, officially saying that the majority of the drones were effectively shot down. They also added that this was a terrorist attack. So Ukraine using FPVs to attack military aircraft on military bases that are actively used to attack Ukrainian cities was a terrorist attack by Ukraine. So that's the framing. But then we've got two majors who earlier today called for a nuclear response, said, quote, "The enemy has carried out a serious operation and its consequences allow us to once again emphasize the need for reform of the entire security bloc. Otherwise, this war will last not 4 years, but 44. Then Alexander Kotz took the other side, saying, guys, why are you even so freaked out? These are just strategic bombers. We don't really even need all of them. It says, quote, "The main striking force of our nuclear triad is its land component. The air and sea components only supplement it. If we think, theoretically, even the loss of half of our nuclear potential in counterstrikes, we still retain the ability to destroy planet Earth several times over." That's a nice metric, I guess. But nonetheless, Russians right now having a hard time deciding, was this really, really serious or not?
So to summarize the video, I'm going to take the position that Ukraine should go harder. Ukraine should surgically target every single base in Russia and just bomb it to shreds. Every single Russian official and oligarch that has helped fund and allowed this war should be bombed to shreds, and Ukraine should take back all of the territory that Russia has illegally grabbed. I say that with absolutely no hesitancy. They should do this attack 10 times over, absolutely justified, because they are targeting only military areas, which I think is an important distinction. You can see right here in posts to social media later on Sunday, the Russian Defense Ministry confirmed that air bases in the country's five regions were attacked. Over 40 Russian bombers were reportedly hit. So now the world is asking a few questions. Number one, will this shake Russia enough to bring down to the table? It could, in a reality where the Trump admin was coinciding with Ukraine to apply a dual pressure at the same time. But the Trump admin has shown zero willingness to do that. In fact, there's a higher chance that if Ukraine would have told the Trump admin about this attack before, it would have been back-channeled to Russia through one stooge or another. I can almost guarantee. That's why Ukraine was very, very careful. Again, there are always two group chats. There's the one group chat with the big friend group, which is like NATO. All the big friends are in the one group chat. And then there's a smaller group chat where the real friends are there and they can actually be candid and be a little bit more edgy. That's Germany, France, Ukraine, not the United States. They don't put us in the big group chat anymore. As sleepy as Biden may have been or may not have been, he was definitely in that big group chat. And I'll leave it there. If you appreciate this video and if you made it to the end, make sure you drop a like to help boost the truth. We are building a network and we are going to relentlessly push back against MAGA. Love you all and peace out.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.